Hello and welcome to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Thank you so much for joining us again. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Stu Peltz. He's founder and chief executive officer of PTC Therapeutics, joining us to talk about the talent pipeline program that PTC Therapeutics operates. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, Dr. Stu Peltz. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Well, to get started, why don't you give our listeners a little bit of your professional background and talk a bit about your role there as founder and CEO at PTC Therapeutics.
I'm a scientist by background. I got a PhD from the University of Wisconsin, and then I did postdoctoral fellow, and I was a professor at Rutgers Medical School, studying an area of biology called RNA biology. And in the mid-90s, I decided that there was so much information about this area of biology that we were studying, but people haven't used it at that time in terms of looking to find new therapies. So I founded PTC Therapeutics in 1998. Mm-hmm. It was an idea that we started, and it was me and one or two other people, and we're now probably well over 1,000 people in greater than 20 countries. And we have multiple therapies that we're bringing to patients around the globe.
Now, the Talent Pipeline Program, what is this pipeline program and why did PTC launch it?
So we were thinking about, obviously the pandemic, came upon us relatively quickly. We were quite aware, and actually we really grounded everybody really almost at the end of February, beginning March. And then, I started talking to all our folks and people with kids who were graduating, and all the folks, I was talking to kept saying that they had kids, they had jobs lined up after college, the first degree, the first jobs, and all of a sudden they just sort of evaporated. Mm-hmm. And I heard that story over and over again. And I thought to myself, well, that's, there's lots of people who are graduating, who are interested in, who are scientists or who can do work within what we do at PTC. And so I said to myself, we can help. We can create an intern program so that people don't have to waste their first year where they're looking to get begin their careers. And it's sort of a bad way to start. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, let's build a program where we give people an opportunity to have a very good work experience and to develop and learn for their first job. And that could be good for them, right? It helps them since they really didn't have jobs at the time, and it helps us. It brings in people and energy.
Are we talking, offering real world experience in whatever field that they recently graduated in?
Yeah, no, they were given real world opportunities to work there. What we had was it ended up to be a relatively large program with 53 interns in 6 different countries, most in the U.S., and they were actually around the whole country. But we also had 4 folks in Europe and 3 in Latin America. Mm-hmm. So they were around the globe. And what we did is we had leadership and development programs with them, but they also worked with people within the company where they did real work, where we had in the sciences, we had 16 interns working in research where they had to come in and work either in at the laboratories, and they had a whole year project, so they were doing real work. We had folks in the manufacturing facility where they were helping, where they were trained and helped in terms of manufacturing. And then they were in clinical development and commercial, corporate relations, and then we had kids in finance, human resources, and other departments as well. So it was a real opportunity for them with what they were studying to be able to make use of the education they had and get real world experience and development, during a year, which they probably, there weren't opportunities during you might remember when this first started, people were shutting down. Mm-hmm. So this was really a great opportunity for them.
And that shutting down directly affected existing internship programs. As you were building your internship program as a result or a reaction to the pandemic, what were you learning from existing internship programs, how they were affected?
Yeah, so, I think a lot of people had either jobs or internships that were just, they just stopped. They weren't going to do it. We've been a growing company for several years now. We've rapidly been growing. And I thought, well, this is an opportunity. We would get, folks who had recently graduated with a lot of energy, obviously probably would want to work hard, had a lot to learn. And they would have the opportunity of not having to sit out a year, mm-hmm. which, we thought could be depressing. And then they could actually, and then we can, help them show what the work is like within a pharmaceutical company. And if you think about it, there's, it's has so many different opportunities, from finance through science, commercialization, clinical development, corporate communications, investor relations. There's so many opportunities with people with different degrees that we can bring them in. It's almost like a shot of energy to the company, a lot of young people working. And then we set up so they would get leadership training. They'd learn about themselves in terms of what are their leadership qualities, what are their strengths. And what is drug development like? What learn a lot about that? So it was I thought it would be good for them and good for the company.
You designed your internship program specifically in relation to the pandemic, and you mentioned that other internship programs just stopped altogether. Should this pandemic continue, or if it should happen again, what advice can you give to folks who have similar programs, rather than just shutting down? What do you think they can learn from your example?
Well, I think this has been a very good and rewarding example, I think, of bringing in people and helping them out, and also gaining from it as well. And I think one of the things the pandemic, I think, has taught us all is like the work before the pandemic versus after the pandemic is very different, right? The notion of having to come in every day, that every employee had to be in, that they wouldn't work otherwise, all that was shattered, right? In the other areas like commercial or corporate relations, finance, HR, they could work from home just like everyone else was mm-hmm. doing. Mm-hmm. And the tools and capabilities of still connecting with each other have just advanced, and everyone got really good at it. So you could do this now. So, I think while the pandemic was obviously had some terrible ramifications, there were also a lot of learning that came out of this. And so today's working environment versus what was before the pandemic, I think, has changed dramatically and allows you to do these type of programs, no matter, even if it were to have a second wave or a second pandemic, this is still quite doable.
If you would, give us a website where we can learn more about PTC and the work that you're doing there.
Sure. So our website is ptcbio.com, ptcbio.com, where you can learn about the different clinical programs and who we are. That's a good site to begin with.
Well, I appreciate you joining us here on Health Professional Radio this morning. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. I'm hoping we'll do it again.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Dr. Stu Peltz. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.